Welcome to Memorial Stadium in Baltimore, for the game between the Milwaukee Brewers and the Baltimore Orioles. Here are the starting lineups. For the Milwaukee Brewers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Paul Molitor. Batting second. The shortstop, Robin Yount. Batting third. The first baseman, Cecil Cooper. Batting fourth. The catcher, Ted Simmons. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Ben Ogilvie. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Gorman Thomas. Batting seventh. The DH, Roy Howell. Batting eighth. The right fielder, Charlie Moore. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Ed Romero. Pitching for the Milwaukee Brewers, Don Sutton. For the Baltimore Orioles. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Al Bumbrey. Batting second. The third baseman, Glenn Gulliver. Batting third. The DH, Ken Singleton. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Eddie Murray. Batting fifth. The left fielder, John Lowenstein. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Jim Dwyer. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Cal Ripken. Batting eighth. The catcher, Rick Dempsey. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Rich Dower. Pitching for the Baltimore Orioles, Jim Palmer. And now, play ball. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor hits a fly ball into right field. Dwyer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Brewers. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper hits a pop-up towards short. Ripken settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ted Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Ben Ogilvie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ogilvie hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ripken fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Brewers 1, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Al Bumbrey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bumbrey hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Romero settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Glenn Gulliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gulliver bunts towards third. Molitor picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Molitor. Gulliver moves to second. Ken Singleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Singleton hits a fly ball into center field. Thomas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Eddie Murray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murray takes first base on ball four. John Lowenstein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lowenstein hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. There goes Gulliver trying to get to home. Moore throws the ball into Simmons who tags Gulliver who's trying to score from second, for the out. Murray moves to second. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Brewers 1, and the Orioles nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Gorman Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas takes first base on ball 4. Roy Howell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Palmer fires over to first and throws the ball away. That's an error on Palmer. Thomas moves to third. Roy Howell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howell hits a ball on the ground towards first. Murray scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Howell for the out. Thomas scores. That run is unearned. One out. It's 2-0, Brewers. Charlie Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ripken scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ed Romero is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romero hits a fly ball into center field. Bumbrey settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Brewers 2, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Jim Dwyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dwyer hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Sutton fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ripken hits a fly ball into right field. Moore settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rick Dempsey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dempsey hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Rich Dower is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dower hits a fly ball into center field. Thomas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Brewers 2, and the Orioles nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor is 0-for-1 in the game. Molitor hits a fly ball into center field. Bumbrey settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Yount hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-0, Brewers. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 0-for-1 in the game. Cooper hits a line drive towards first. Murray reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ted Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Simmons takes first base on ball 4. Ben Ogilvie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ogilvie is 0-for-1 in the game. Ogilvie hits a pop-up towards first. Murray settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Brewers 3, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Al Bumbrey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bumbrey is 0-for-1 in the game. Bumbrey hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cooper scoops it up and throws to first, with Sutton covering, for the out. One out. Glenn Gulliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gulliver is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Gulliver hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-1, Brewers. Ken Singleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Singleton is 0-for-1 in the game. Singleton hits a fly ball into center field. Thomas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Eddie Murray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murray is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Murray hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cooper scoops it up and throws to first, with Sutton covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Brewers 3, and the Orioles 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Gorman Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Thomas hits a fly ball into center field. Bumbrey settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Roy Howell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howell is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Howell hits a ball on the ground towards first. Murray scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Howell for the out. Two outs. Charlie Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 0 for 1 in the game. Moore hits a fly ball into left field. Lowenstein settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Brewers 3, and the Orioles 1. The Orioles will come to bat. John Lowenstein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lowenstein is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Lowenstein strikes out. One out. Jim Dwyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dwyer is 0 for 1 in the game. Dwyer hits a pop-up towards first. Cooper settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ripken is 0 for 1 in the game. Ripken hits a fly ball into left field. Ogilvie settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Brewers 3, and the Orioles 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Ed Romero is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romero is 0 for 1 in the game. Romero hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ripken scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor is 0 for 2 in the game. Molitor hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gulliver fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 home runs. He's got 2 RBIs. Yount hits a fly ball into center field. Bumbrey settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Brewers 3, and the Orioles 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Rick Dempsey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dempsey is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Dempsey hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Rich Dower is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dower is 0 for 1 in the game. Dower hits a fly ball into center field. Thomas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Bumbrey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bumbrey is 0 for 2 in the game. Bumbrey hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Dempsey moves to third. Glenn Gulliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gulliver is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Gulliver hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cooper scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Gulliver for the out. Bumbrey moves to second. Two outs. Ken Singleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Singleton is 0 for 2 in the game. Singleton takes first base on ball 4. Eddie Murray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murray is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Murray hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cooper scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Murray for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Brewers 3, and the Orioles 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 0 for 2 in the game. Cooper hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 4-1, Brewers. Ted Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Simmons takes first base on ball 4. Tippy Martinez now pitching. Ben Ogilvie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ogilvie is 0 for 2 in the game. Ogilvie hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Dower fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Gorman Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Thomas hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gulliver fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Brewers 4, and the Orioles 1. The Orioles will come to bat. John Lowenstein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lowenstein is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Lowenstein hits a pop-up, foul, towards short. Yount settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Dwyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dwyer is 0 for 2 in the game. Dwyer hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ripken is 0 for 2 in the game. Ripken hits a fly ball into center field. Thomas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rick Dempsey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dempsey is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. Dempsey hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Romero fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Brewers 4, and the Orioles 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Don Money pinch hits for Roy Howell. Don Money is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Money hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ripken scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Charlie Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 0 for 2 in the game. Moore hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ed Romero is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romero is 0 for 2 in the game. Romero hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gulliver fields it and throws to first for the out. Moore moves to second. Two outs. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor is 0 for 3 in the game. Molitor strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Brewers 4, and the Orioles 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Rich Dower is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dower is 0 for 2 in the game. Dower hits a fly ball into left field. Ogilvie settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Bumbrey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bumbrey is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Bumbrey takes first base on ball 4. Glenn Gulliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gulliver is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Gulliver strikes out. Two outs. Ken Singleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Singleton is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Singleton hits a fly ball into right field. Moore settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Brewers 4, and the Orioles 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 home runs. He's got 2 RBIs. Yount hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Lowenstein who is chasing the ball. Yount reaches third base with a triple. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Cooper hits a pop-up towards short. Ripken settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ted Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and 2 walks. Simmons hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gulliver fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ben Ogilvie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ogilvie is 0 for 3 in the game. Ogilvie hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Yount scores. It's 5-1, Brewers. Dennis Martinez now pitching. Gorman Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0-2 in the game. With a walk, Thomas is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Brewers 5, and the Orioles 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Eddie Murray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murray is 0-2 in the game. With a walk, Murray strikes out. One out. John Lowenstein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lowenstein is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Lowenstein takes first base on ball 4. Jim Dwyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dwyer is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Dwyer takes first base on ball 4. Lowenstein moves to second. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ripken is 0-for-3 in the game. Ripken hits a ball on the ground towards third. Molitor fields it and throws to second for the out. Lowenstein moves to third. Two outs. Terry Crowley pinch hits for Rick Dempsey. Terry Crowley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crowley hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Lowenstein scores. Ripken moves to third. It's 5-2, Brewers. Mike Young pinch runs for Terry Crowley. Joe Nolan pinch hits for Rich Dower. Joe Nolan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nolan hits a fly ball into left field. Ogilvie settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Brewers 5, and the Orioles 2. The Brewers will come to bat. Len Saucotton now playing second base. Joe Nolan now catching. Don Money is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Money is 0-for-1 in the game. Money hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Bumbrey. Money reaches second base with a double. Marshall Edwards pinch runs for Don Money. Charlie Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Moore hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ripken scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ed Romero is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romero is 0-for-3 in the game. Romero hits a line drive into center field. Bumbrey settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor is 0-for-4 in the game. Molitor hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Edwards scores. It's 6-2, Brewers. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 3-for-4 in the game, with a triple and two home runs. He's got two RBIs. Yount is hit by the pitch. Molitor moves to second. Mike Flanagan now pitching. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 1-for-4 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Cooper hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Lowenstein. Cooper reaches second base with a double. Molitor scores. Yount goes all the way around to score. It's 8-2, Brewers. Ted Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and two walks. Simmons hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 10-2, Brewers. Ben Ogilvie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ogilvie is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Ogilvie strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Brewers 10, and the Orioles 2. The Orioles will come to bat. Bob McClure now pitching. John Shelby pinch hits for Albumbrey. John Shelby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shelby hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Danford pinch hits for Glenn Gulliver. Danford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ford hits a pop-up towards short. Yount settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Benny Ayala pinch hits for Ken Singleton. Benny Ayala is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ayala hits a fly ball into center field. Thomas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Eddie Murray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murray is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Murray hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Shelby moves to second. Gary Roenick pinch hits for John Lowenstein. Gary Roenick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roenick hits a fly ball into left field. Ogilvie settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Milwaukee Brewers, 10, and Baltimore Orioles, 2. Goodbye from Memorial Stadium in Baltimore.